If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
We can't make this stuff up. My cable service is interrupted right now. What do we got here, Ken? What's happening in the game?
You're kidding me. Your cable service is interrupted?
Okay, I'm back. I'm back right now. It was interrupted. Now I'm back.
That's like an all-timer if that's true. Or if it had stayed like that. Okay. So, I mean, you're going to be like 15 ahead of me. Nine minutes stoppage time is really, really tough. that's really tough for the nerves. It's not great.
All right. Hour number two here on a terrific Football Tuesday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you. A lot to do on the show. Hopefully in minutes we'll be celebrating a United States win and advancing to the round of 16 where they would play Netherlands. Round of 16 in the World Cup. But joining us right now at the GetMyPhoenix.com guest line to give us college football and NFL bets for the weekend and hopefully to celebrate a United States win with us is our pal, pro sports bettor, Joey Knish. And he is on the GetMyPhoenix.com guest line. The Phoenix, a revolutionary technology helping men all across America get back to their best in the bedroom. Visit GetMyPhoenix.com to learn more. Okay, well, I am going to just say what happened here. Like, literally, the ball was on the goal line, and Iran almost equalized. They did not. So we are about a minute to go here. It was absolutely insane. You will see it shortly. Knish is on Twitter at JoeyKnish22. He does great work for our friends over at The Hammer, at The Hammer HQ on Twitter. Knish, welcome to the show. Nick and Ken, are you watching the game as we are right now?
Gentlemen, turbulent, tumultuous football Tuesday. I see the Iranians screaming for VAR. The ball was about, you know, the 3 feet from going in. So, yeah, this is going to be a hectic 30 seconds here as we start this off.
Knish, we won't go to college football yet, obviously. And Iranian players like demanding that there be a video review of the sequence. Do you have any bets going right now or any bets involving the United States going forward or Iran going forward, I guess? Like, are you sweating anything right now?
Maybe this isn't going to be the most patriotic thing I've ever done, but I did have Iran to advance at some very attractive prices.
Okay.
So, you know, a little conflicted here. I had some, they were quite long odds. So took some U.S. before the game here, just it was in a pretty good position to hedge off some of that. But yeah, had some, Iran, but as a American man myself, a man of patriotism that, I wouldn't mind them seeing going through here. Great performance. This is one of the more impressive U.S. performances, seen in quite a while.
I'm like, blow the whistle, ref. Like, what's happening here? So I think this is it for Iran.
Right. No, they had to stop. It's the added time of, like, you know, they had to look for VAR and, like, there was a stoppage there as well. So that was obviously part of it.
What's happening right now? Is it over? It is. United States wins. United States.
We did it, everybody. We did it.
Yes.
USA.
Hell yeah.
USA.
Yes.
Knish loses a bet. Knish, couldn't be happier about it.
Sorry, Knish. Knish, what's your bet in Coastal Carolina and Troy?
that's your transition? That's all you're going for America? The Coastal Carolina Troy? Yeah,
we have a limited time here.
I mean, you had Iran. You really want us to go through the match a little bit more?
Great effort there for the U.S. As that, I mean, they deserved to go through there. They were pretty dominant for most of the match there. A very attractive Iranian girl there on the screen. Anyway, let's get down to business here.
He's not wrong. To be fair,
Try to get from that to coastal Carolina. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
We get back to America sports. College football, baby, where the real money is made. Coastal Troy, this line, you saw it move this morning. I think Grayson McCall is going to play. That's some of the early word there. I think he's going to give it a go. How effective he can be, I'm not totally sure, but I do know that this Troy offense is pretty miserable. This is McCall's last game in college. I think he's going to give it a go. To me, I think you'll see this line once it's, you know, officially out there all the way. I think you'll see it come down even more. There's still some 9 out there, some 8.5. I'd grab some Coastal now. I think you'll have options to what to do with it once the announcement's official. But I would expect McCall to play here, and he's probably worth, one of the more significant QB adjustments in all of college football. I would say over a touchdown in terms of what he's worth to Coastal when he's right. So, give me some Coastal now, and we'll see once McCall can go.
And Grayson McCall, Coastal Carolina's quarterback, obviously, for people involved, I believe he's like 2-time conference player of the year, I think, as well. So definitely like not even a starting quarterback, not even a good starting quarterback, like one of kind of like a top level guy in terms of how much he matters for the teams. Why don't we do the Mountain West next connection, which is at Fresno and Boise. Boise, a 3.5-point favorite, total 54. This will be a home game for Boise. I believe it says it's in Boise, Idaho. I'm almost positive the home site always hosts this game, but I haven't done any work on the game yet. So Fresno, Boise, a little more than a field goal.
Listen, if you thought Joey K was going to come on during conference championship week and not have a take and a bet on the Mountain West, the Gold Tennessee's Conference, you've lost it, my man. I like Fresno here. It's a Fresno team that they had Hainer was hurt for some of the year. They had a couple other key positions hurt. They finally started to ramp it up here. End of the season, get back to full health. I've looked good. And it's a Boise team. They made some great midseason adjustments here. They switched quarterbacks. They switched OCs. They've been playing much better. However, they've played no one. This is the only team in the Mountain West, literally the only team with comparable talent, especially on defense, to Boise State, is what Fresno has put together here. I think you're getting the better quarterback, the better coach, and a team that has the talent level to be able to hold up against Boise State in the trenches. Give me Fresno here. I played it. I played some 4.5. I played some 3.5. I think anything field goal or better is good. I like Fresno. I think they win this outright.
I just aghast after watching the end of the United States game as the U.S. takes down Iran. Joey Kanish is our guest here on Twitter at JoeyKanish22, giving us bets here for college football. We'll get to his Michigan Wolverines, maybe his Detroit Lions as we move along. But Kanish, we want to go to the SEC championship game here, where it feels like Georgia's in the playoff no matter what happens in this game against LSU, which we presume that they are going to win. They're a 17.5-point favorite against LSU. Total 51.5 game being played in the ATL. Kanish, any bets for you here with Georgia and LSU for an SEC championship?
Yeah, this one, I laid Georgia here at a couple of numbers. I still think 17 is fine. Yeah, there's still some flat 17s out there. I'm even leaning 17. I think this closes more 18.5. I don't see any way, and I'll give him credit for having the stones and staying out there and down 3 scores. He's been hit. Jane Daniels is still out there. I don't see any way he's 100%. I think he'll try to play, but you take out his legs in that offense, and he's not an efficient passer. He's not a guy who's going to be able to dissect the Georgia defense and move up and down the field. That is such a critical part of their offense that if he's hobbled, even if he's trying to play there, I don't see how LSU moves the ball and sticks around in this game. And what you've seen from Georgia throughout the year is in the big spot, they've kind of played down to competition, but when they've gone up in the big games against Tennessee and when they're going up against the premium competition, they bring it. And LSU, I don't like them, but I'll give them the credit. Brian Kelly, great year one, stabilized the ship. But I think they take a beating here. I laid it with Georgia. I don't see how LSU sticks around with Daniels not close to 100%.
So Kanish saying maybe Georgia 17, a good bet. Board is still, I was going to see if there were like a bunch of, yeah. I mean, there's like a couple 17s, some 17 and a halfs. Kanish telling you maybe quarterback for LSU is kind of a problematic situation there. I tend to agree. Big, big number. So Kanish, let's like play this out a little bit. All right, Georgia probably was in the playoff anyway, but probably like a non-threatening, contest with LSU. They win, they're the one. Your Michigan Wolverines would probably be said to be the two right now. Maybe we'll do the Big Ten game in a second, but another big favorite, about 17. I like Purdue in the game, but whatever. Let's play out these permutations. We did this in the first hour. It was pretty fun. You know, do you like anybody to win the national title with a lot still up in the air? The third and fourth spots with TCU and USC, coin flip games this weekend, basically. What's your best guess for what the playoff ends up being at the end? And does that make you want to make a bet on anything?
You know, Locke, I'm going to tell you honestly, I think TCU is in. I think unless they, you know,
really?
I think even any type of close, I think they would still do it. Again, if they lose by 30 or something, no. But I think TCU would still get in. And, man, I mean, I it's going to be the boring scenario here, but I tend to lean USC. I would have been more, apt to be against USC, against, Oregon or even Washington. So I'll take the boring, the lame scenario. I think it's going to be the chalk. If USC loses, I can't believe that they will allow Ohio State in after that type of, with the way the Big Ten's in. Part of me thinks that they want to would get to, with the way that we've talked about it all year, that the committee wants to get two SEC in, and they would find a way to get a Bama-Georgia rematch. I think that's just what would happen. If USC loses, I think Bama gets the nod.
What? Wait a minute. USC loses and Alabama is in over Alabama with multiple losses, is in Ohio over Ohio State with one loss, with neither making the conference champ. Your argument is Bama makes it over Ohio State if USC loses. That's what you're saying.
I'm just telling you, with the way the committee ranks the SEC, the couple of very close losses and when they've had them, and there hasn't been a Bama-Georgia game this year. I know logically, I agree, I would tend to agree with you, but with what I've seen the committee do, their trend, I think they can sell a Georgia-Bama semifinal here. I think they would give the nod to Bama.
So you're going to bet Bama. So you're going to bet Bama to win the national championship then. If you think that, then that has to be the bet.
I think that I believe it's going to be the chalk. Like, I think USC is going to win. I think TCU's in. Michigan and Georgia are in. So those are, I think, going to be the four. But if USC, who I think is the only, potential semi their finals that can fall out with a loss, then I wouldn't be surprised if the committee. I haven't placed. I have some Ohio State futures from preseason, so I'm not going to add a chunk of Bama in here. I think it'll be the four teams we expect, but I wouldn't be surprised if Bama got that fourth spot if USC falters.
Yeah, Kanish stammering like that kid in Billy Madison. Today, Junior. God, Kanish, just spit it out. You're going to bet Alabama or not? You're going to bet Michigan laying the points? Your Wolverines against Purdue in the Big Ten title game?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And
sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, if this was a 100% full go Michigan team, I would. But I think the performance last week is kind of glossing over the fact that this is still a banged-up Michigan team. Blake Corum, I don't think, is going to be able to go. Mike Morris, their best defensive pass rusher, wasn't able to play last week. I don't know if he's going to be able to go. They've got a couple other injuries. And again, I don't think this is a great Purdue team by any means, but I'm leaning the 17 here. I'm actually going to let this marinate. I'm waiting. A 17.5 or an 18 would be the buy point for me for Purdue. I think you'll see some Michigan, more Michigan money come in. So this is one, wait for it, let it marinate. If we get our number on Saturday, which I think we might, be able to pick off a 17.5 or an 18 Purdue, that'd be the play for me. But be patient with this one. I think you'll see more Michigan money come in as the week goes on.
That's good advice. I bet 17, not knowing if that would happen. Kanisha's telling you maybe I'm an idiot and 17.5 would appear on Saturday. We'll see. Sounds like we both maybe like Purdue a little bit in the game. Kanisha, we got like a minute left. Maybe we'll get our Lions report for this week. Tough Thanksgiving game. Like, really could have won, could have beaten Buffalo. Still gave a really good accounting of themselves and have played really well the last month. 1.5-point underdog at home against the Jacksonville Jaguars, who obviously beat Baltimore last week. Where are you at here on the Lions as a home dog against Jacksonville? We got like a minute left.
No joke. I've lost the beginning of the season. I think I bet this Jaguars team literally like every week throughout the NFL year. And it was like one of those that were like painful loss after painful loss to start the season. I'm going to the fade well here. Give me the Jags, baby. I think they're coming up second half of the season. Trevor Lawrence playing well. Doug Peterson, Lions a little overvalued here after some good play. First time on this show in a while. I'm calling for a Lions fade. Give me the Jags. Jags outright, Jags money line. I think our hot run of form here comes to an end, and I'm going to keep riding this Jags train.
I like the Jaguars as well. Kanish, final question, like 15 seconds for the answer. Tomorrow in the World Cup on Wednesday, Tunisia, France, Australia, Denmark, Poland, Argentina, Saudi Arabia, Mexico. Any bets for you in like 10 seconds here for tomorrow in the World Cup on Wednesday?
Give me the Saudis on the goal line. I think this Mexico team is miserable and they suck. And Saudi Arabia can actually play a little bit. They've shown themselves way. This Mexico team is trash. Give me the Saudis, baby.
I have the Saudis on the gold.
He was definitely going to say something else and ended up with Saudis, and I don't want to know what the answer was.
So I love it was definitely... give this to me in 10 seconds, and he's been 10 seconds silent, which is great. Kanish, you're the best. Check him out at the Hammer HQ, doing great content there, and on Twitter, JoeyKanish22. We don't have time to say goodbye to Kanish because we're out of time. I'll do the Get My Phoenix read on the other side. Great stuff there from Joey Kanish. Bets for the weekend on the other side. Ken and I will, before we can, we're going to talk more about the World Cup and the USA beating Iran.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.